It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. We're here for you. Well, hello, Sarah. How you holding up?
I'm doing okay. You know, I'm just sort of hanging in there. But I really appreciate you getting back to me so quickly. Honestly, I thought I'd be waiting a few months.
Well, hey, you know, there's really not too many that we get these days because of COVID. So we are glad that we could get back to you so quickly. So tell us, what's the latest with Phil?
Well, he's ghosting me. I thought we had a connection, but he hasn't answered a single text. And honestly, I'm pretty fed up with it. Yeah.
That's totally understandable. I would definitely be the same way. So why do you think he's ignoring you?
I think he's selfish and he has no idea. You know, it's what completely ignoring people does to people.
So do you think there's any chance that he's like, has this legitimate reason or excuse as to why he's not calling you back?
No, there's nothing legitimate about this. I've met way too many jerks on this dating app. And I think it's probably why I'm so angry is because like, it felt like this one with Phil could work out, and now it's just like every other guy.
Right. So how long ago was the date?
3 weeks ago.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. So it's time for us to get to the bottom of it. Let's see what's going on with them. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll give them a call, okay? You still want to call them, right?
Yeah, I got to get to the bottom of this.
Okay. Hang on.
Hello.
Hi, is this Phil by any chance?
Yes. Who's this?
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We were just calling to see if we could chat with you for a little bit.
What? All right. No way.
So I take it you listen to the show. That's awesome. You might know what's coming up. We were wondering if you could chat with us about the date you had with Sarah. Is that cool?
Oh, is that what you're calling? That's sort of disappointing. All right.
Oh, well, I hate to disappoint you. Wish we could be calling you for something different. But unfortunately, we just want to kind of get to the reason why you're not calling her back. Or did you have fun on the date at least?
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Okay. Do you mind telling us like what happened?
I don't know. I didn't like her that much. This comes down to that.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, she thought that it went pretty well.
I mean, of course she did. I'm a nice person. Oh. That doesn't mean, I don't know. It doesn't mean I'm not enjoying it.
Okay. Is there like one particular reason? Is there one particular reason why you haven't called her back other than you just didn't really care for her that much? I mean, you could have let her know.
Sure. And I guess I am now. All right, I'm going to be just honest and blunt here. It has nothing to do with her personality. It's physical, right? I just wasn't that attracted to her as I was in her photos. She's very lopsided.
Okay. I have never heard that before. What does that mean, really?
Her T doesn't match her A, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Trying to be as polite here as I can.
Okay.
But you asked, so.
I did definitely ask, and I appreciate you, your honesty. Here is the thing. We have her on the phone with us. So, Sarah, what do you think about this?
I think that Phil's face is going to be lopsided. So, you're just a real piece of work there, Phil. So, you know what? I'm glad I have my answer. I'm out.
Okay, you asked. I mean, you know, you're just not my look. Best of luck to you.
Well, I appreciate your time, both of you. I do. And Sarah, we wish you the best of luck. Sorry you had to hear that, but we're glad that we got you some answers.
Yeah. Wow. What a real gem out there, Phil is. So watch out, ladies.
It's 106.3.
Second date update is brought to you by Republic Bank. We're here for you.